The Coen brothers are filmmakers of such power, when they hit you, you're going to feel it in the morning. As a comedy, even as a very black comedy, their new film, Burn After Reading, isn't very funny. But it's a compact object of intelligence, aggression, and condescension that connects anyway, like a sucker punch. Take the John Malkovich character, CIA analyst Osborne Cox. His speech is so peppered with profanity, it's like he's spitting birdshot. Ozzy is always coming at you. He gives one character a sock to the nose that comes out of nowhere. It makes us blink. His petulance keeps us on edge. We're pretty sure that real violence is just around the corner. The film begins in outer space, regarding the Earth from the vantage point of a spy satellite or maybe a disinterested god. We descend through the clouds, then we drop right through the roof of CIA headquarters. We follow a pair of urgently clomping feet, as if out of the film Point Blank, into a featureless office so tiny it's a glorified cubicle. The suggestion, with that Powers of Ten opening, is that the scurrying of these characters is of no more consequence than the business of ants. In that claustrophobic room, Ozzy gets fired from his job on the Balkans desk. Nobody's particularly concerned about what kind of reprisal a disgruntled Eastern European analyst might take. He's not high up enough on the food chain to be dangerous. Ozzy's wife, Katie, Tilda Swinton, is a severe shrew who won't countenance a husband stumbling about in a dirty robe with his pot belly and a highball. She's already having an affair anyway with ex-Treasury agent Harry Farmer, George Clooney, finally allowing himself to look a little bit old in the neck. She quietly initiates divorce proceedings, secretly burning what she thinks are Ozzy's financials onto a CD-ROM. The disc is the MacGuffin. Left in the ladies' locker room of a corporate gym, it comes into the possession of manager Linda Litsky, Frances McDormand. Linda and a dim-bulb personal trainer in her orbit, Chad Feldheimer, Brad Pitt, aren't sure what the documents on the disc mean, but they're pretty certain they involve state secrets. Linda is a human terror. She likes playing the spy games she's probably encountered in cheap Cold War mysteries. This barely raises the eyebrows of the real spooks, though it drives Ozzy, a joke spy to begin with, crazy as an outhouse rat. Linda is so narcissistic, she's oblivious to the dominoes she's knocking over. The Coens are satirizing middle age here, I think. When the powers of the body are in decline, things are starting to sag, career disappointments turn out to be permanent, and young Turks are nipping at your heels. But what's surprising is their vehement disdain for their characters. These characters are not only shallow and self-absorbed, they're stupid. Lily is obliviously over her head. Chad is an enthusiastic buffoon. Harry's sex addiction, even as he two times his wife and triple times his lover, is seen as pathetic. Following the grand success of No Country for Old Men, which was, after all, just a literal translation of Cormac McCarthy's novel, Burn After Reading comes instead from a different source, that well of venom that produced intolerable cruelty. The film comes at you with such speed and precision, some of its effects are subliminal. Chad's expression, as he lurches at you from a dark closet, lasts no more than a second, but it comes welling up on reflection. When the axe finally falls, figuratively, after the film's surprisingly short 96 minutes, and literally with a Fargo thwack, it's an unnervingly sudden act. As sudden as a 40-something, cut down in mid-stride by a heart attack. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.